It is time for Lesson 67 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I'd invite you to get your Bibles and turn to Ezekiel chapter 3, where we'll be reading just a moment, beginning in verse 17. And we're looking at a number of lessons on the prophet Ezekiel. So get your Bible and pull up your chair and turn up your radio and be ready to pay attention. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson from July the 2nd, 1922, that was written by E. A. Elam concerning the prophet Ezekiel. Let me read to you Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 17. The Lord said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me." Here are Elam's notes. Ezekiel is frequently called the Son of Man, and so is Daniel. Christ is called the Son of Man. Christ speaks of himself as the Son of Man. In Matthew 8:20 and Matthew 16 and verse 15, doubtless in his humility in the flesh, and Ezekiel and Daniel are called the Son of Man, probably in that their visions are wonderful things they may be reminded of, that they are but men. I have made thee a watchman into the house of Israel. The work and responsibility of a watchman are clearly set forth in this lesson. They are also set forth in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 through 21. I want to pause in the reading of Elam's notes and read that directly from the text. Ezekiel chapter 33, down to verse 21. "And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon the land, and the people of the land take a man from among them, and set them for their watchmen, if, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. Whereas if he had taken warning, he would have delivered his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, and the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman into the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, and thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and he turn not from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. And thou, son of man, say to the house of Israel, Thus ye speak, saying, O transgressions, our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we pine away in them. How then can we live? Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? And thou, son of man, say unto the children of thy people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall he that is righteous be able to live thereby in the day that he sinneth. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his righteousness and commit iniquity, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered. But if in his iniquity that he hath committed, therewith shall he die. Again, when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that which he had taken in robbery, walk in the statutes of life, committing no iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be remembered against him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turn from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die therein. And when the wicked turn from his wickedness and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, I will judge you every one after his ways. And it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month of the 50th day of the month, and that one hath escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. Now the hand of Jehovah hath been upon me in the evening before he was escaped come, and had opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was open, and I was no more dumb. So there we have that reading showing the responsibility of the watchman from Ezekiel chapter 33. A soldier was placed on guard on the walls of any city or a high tower to warn the army within of an approaching danger. So Ezekiel was set as a watchman to Israel. Ezekiel was to guard, protect, and warn the people. He was to watch for the good of their souls and to preach and pray for their welfare and salvation, that he might be properly equipped and might discharge his whole duty as a watchman. God charged him to hear the word at God's mouth. Nothing then but the word of God could save men. Nothing now but the word of God can save man. No creeds or traditions of man can ever save. And give them warning from me. When Ezekiel delivered God's word only, he warned the people from God. They heard God when they heard his word through Ezekiel. And they refused to hear God and rebelled against God when they refused to hear Ezekiel. Jesus says, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. John 13 and verse 20. To hear the apostles whom Jesus sent is to hear him. And to hear Jesus is to hear God. He that rejects whom Christ sends rejects Christ. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that rejecteth you rejecteth me, and he that rejecteth me rejecteth him that sent me, Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 16. As God sent Christ, so he sent the apostles. And as God told Christ what to preach, so he told the apostles what to preach. See that in John 17, 8 and verse 18 and 12, 44 through 50. One cannot receive Christ and be saved by him while rejecting what the apostles teach. God teaches by Christ and the Holy Spirit through the apostles. God taught the Jews through Ezekiel and the other prophets. Yet many years didst thou bear with them and testify against them by the Spirit through thy prophets. Yea, they would not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the lands, Nehemiah 9 and verse 30. To preach the gospel, to preach Christ and him crucified, to preach the word is the whole duty of preachers now. And to hear and obey the word is the whole duty of man. God tells the people plainly what to do to be saved. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, But he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. When people hear and believe the gospel, tremble in their sins, and want to know what to do to be saved, they are told, repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. All who have done this in trust and confidence in Jesus and obedience to God from the heart have been pardoned or saved from their old sins. Such are commanded to continue steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers, Acts 2 and verse 42, by a steadfast continuance in well-doing. Christians seek for glory and honor and incorruption unto eternal life, Romans 2:6-7. I want to read also in that connection the suggested passage from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained the like precious faith with us in the righteousness of our God in the Savior Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue, whereby he hath granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yea, and for this very cause, adding on your part all diligence, in your faith supply virtue, in your virtue knowledge, and in your knowledge self-controlled, and in your self-controlled patience, and in your patience godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, they make you not to be idle or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul declares that he was pure from the blood of all men, because he shrank not from declaring the whole counsel of God, and kept back nothing that was profitable, and showed by example all things, Acts 20:18-38. All Christians are watchmen. All are responsible for the blood of men to the extent of their ability to teach and influence people to turn to God. All are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 18, where it reads, when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. When God said the wicked should die, if Ezekiel did not warn them, their blood would be required at his hand. If he warned the wicked, and the wicked heed not the warning, and were destroyed in their sins, then he had delivered his soul. This shows the duty and responsibility of Ezekiel and of all watchmen. It is implied that the wicked would be saved whenever they should turn to God. This is clearly declared in Ezekiel 18:21-24, in Ezekiel 33:14-16. One's being saved depends on his willingness to turn from his sins and obey God. We're going to bring the class to close now. You have listened so well, the schoolmaster says you may now be dismissed.